Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
More intellectual lightweightery.
Time to meet your makers.
Makers of what? Poop.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Michelle Bachmann birthday.
Yeah.
On this date in 2003, we lost the man in black.
Happy birthday!
Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash.
Complications from the diabetes.
How old was he, man?
At the age of 71.
Only 71.
Really?
See, that's the thing. Anymore, we're saying only 71. It wasn't still, that far ago. Where, he was 71. What are you going to do?
I'm with you on that, except the fact is I still think that when it's below life expectancy, sometimes I always think, I'm going to keep saying that. But you're right, 71 is about normal.
And a little more empathy because, how many years ago did he die?
Several. 14.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We were a lot closer to 71 now than we were 14 years ago.
See, that's the key.
Yeah.
We got to stop doing that.
That has a lot to do with it.
Yeah, because younger people hear the word 71, they think it's 100. You know,
I think, there's that.
I think the line now is 80. I think you get to 80, and you pretty much go,
No.
Yeah, but in general, but that's not life expectancy. For dudes, it's still like 74 or something.
I know,
like that,
but I mean,
because the U.S. is not a healthy country compared to other places.
But at 74, I think you naturally still kind of go, oh, man, he was only 74.
I still think, I'm glad you think that, Push, because you're younger than us. Good.
Right. It depends upon what generation you come from.
Well, it also depends upon what the guy's done with his life. For Johnny Cash to make it to 71 was amazing.
Pretty incredible.
You know?
If you're in your 20s and somebody 50-something dies, they'll say, it's the old Louis C.K. bit.
Yeah, but it's not true.
He had a good life.
Because I don't think so. Because I was much younger when my mom passed away at 57, and I didn't think that was... old. I think that's. I love the Louis C.K. bit, but I think he's wrong.
Yeah, but
I think people in their 50s don't. I don't think people, if you're almost 30 years old, you don't think 55 is old.
You had a little different perspective,
yeah,
because
your
parents were a little bit older.
What do you mean they weren't older? They were younger, you mean?
For you, you were late.
Oh, no, my parents were 27 when she had me. That's not, that's about normal.
Okay, yeah. That's about normal.
Yeah, right.
I ran across an article yesterday about a gentleman out of Lawrence, Kansas, named Daniel Jones, and he said, and his particular story was that he had a friends with benefits relationship with a woman, but then ticked her off by sleeping with one of her friends.
Yeah, you would do that if you had a shot.
And, well, this ticked her off.
No, sure it did.
And so they don't communicate anymore.
Mm-hmm.
However, what she started doing was when she would go out and a guy would ask for her number and she did not want to give it to him, she would give him this guy's number.
Oh, jeez. She's just...
I don't approve of that behavior. Just say no. I don't give anybody fake numbers. That sucks.
Well, I also give him this guy's numbers. This guy was answering his phone. Wow, I wouldn't answer my phone unless.
Well, he would anyway. In this day and age, he would get texts.
Right, right. Oh yeah,
he would get texts.
Yeah.
And say, hey, what's up? And he, who's this? This is the dude that bought you a drink last night.
Oh.
It's that kind of thing.
Right.
When are we gonna get together and stuff like that? Sorry. Yeah, I'm...
Oh, that's funny.
Right. Yes. In that sense, it is. And even the guy said, it's kind of funny,
It is kind of funny.
It is.
Yeah.
Because, no one's hurting anyone.
How about...
Anymore.
What she should have done was actually had sex with that guy that she met and then give him that fake number So he'd be texting stuff like, remember I did you in the parking lot last night? And this guy's going, well, I was pretty drunk last night. What the hell happened?
But there you go. That's one way to deal with that.
Yeah. Are you supposed to get jealous when you're just a friends with benefits thing?
Yes, I think that's...
It just happens naturally.
Of course they do.
You hate to say it, but it happens naturally.
Of course they get jealous, either one of them.
Because that's not a friends with benefits situation.
I think it always is. I think that people always get jealous. Because one person expects friends with benefits to last for longer. And one person does something else, they're going to get pissed.
Right.
Well, in this case, he was banging one of her friends.
Yeah, that's probably part of it.
You know.
Okay.
But if you're going to bang somebody else, don't make it one of her friends.
Right.
So there is a friends with
benefits. Well, they weren't in a relationship, so I'm not blaming this guy.
No.
There's a friends with benefits, so this is an emotional, so I'm going to bang. If I have a shot at somebody else, I'm going to go for it. Now, you're going to be mad, but I don't think.
And you're not going to get in there again.
No, you're not.
Yeah, because the friend's
and
probably going to blab.
And get random text from dudes.
And I suppose that's a violation of the Friends with Benefits code. Although there really shouldn't be one.
Assuming there is one.
There shouldn't be one.
But apparently this girl made one that you can't bang her friends.
She did make that particular rule, apparently.
Yeah, but you know, then it's leaning a little more toward a
relationship.
Relationship.
Exactly.
Than a just Friends with Benefits situation.
Well, I think unless they stop almost immediately, I think they probably end up being pissy. Somebody's going to be pissy after a while.
Yeah, but you got to lay those ground rules down right away.
Doesn't matter.
You just say you can't.
There's still going to be an emotional connection.
Do this, there won't be any strings attached, but you can't bang my friends.
That's a string.
You're right.
That's against the whole spirit of Friends with Benefits.
Exactly. You're allowed to do it. Once you leave this apartment, you're allowed to do anything you want, puss.
All right.
Right. So sounds like I've said that before.
She is wrong.
And where's that apartment that I've been talking about?
Yeah.
That's weird.
So she is wrong. She's the wrong one in this situation.
Yes.
Yeah, if she's laying down rules.
Now, he might have known she might
assuming that he's telling the truth about them having a friends with benefits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like there's more to it than that. Right.
Yeah, maybe she thought there was a little more to it. But if it's just
friends
with benefits, you don't bitch. And you certainly don't exact revenge doing.
I think friends with benefits, though, people the friends is a key part there. They probably don't mind being around each other. So once you start having sex with just those friends, there's laying around time. There's talking time. You know, so I think people do get a little jealous. Unless it's like, and you leave right away, you know. And that's not the noise I make. You guys know that. But I'm just it's a little longer, more elongated than that one.
The pale imitation.
Right. I didn't have time to go into the whole bit. You want me to go into the whole thing? We could be here a while.
Not that long.
We'll have some time next segment.
Oh, really?
So why don't you just put the full display on for us?
There you go.
Giggity.
Well, you guys have heard it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but you should share it with the audience. Not everyone in the audience has had the pleasure.
All right. I'll do it. Here you go. This is flipping me off.
Yeah.
Then out the door.
Right. Listen, I got to go.
You see my keys?
If you act that way, she'll want you to leave right away.
Yeah, she might not want to come back.
You might not. Yeah, that's why. It takes a lot out of me, so that's why I don't like to reenact that too much.
Yeah, that was a friends with benefits potential situation that became a one-night stand.
Yeah,
that's what happens
there. That's going to be enough. Right.
And a woman named Emma Saren Webster writes an article at mademan.com about some of the lies that women tell men. And, you know, these are all very common. We've heard them all before.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
You mean in the article or in person?
In the article, of course.
Yeah, right.
In the article, of course. Like, you know, here's one of the lies that women tell men. Give me your completely honest opinion.
Ah.
Oh. Sure.
And you know that's a lie.
Yeah. So why do they say that to
she
begin
says,
with?
What it really means is, tell me what I want to hear.
Yeah, of course it does.
Right. And even though they say seriously, and I really want the truth, That's probably not true.
Well, if you pause at all in the answer, she knows you're going to lie. You know, like, did you like these pants on me?
I like them off you more.
Yeah. You stop. Yeah. Then you know, she knows you're lying. Yeah, I can't fake it. Not when you're with somebody for years. Do you like this dress?
Yeah, it's great.
If I say yes, it doesn't matter because I paused to begin with.
Yeah, the pause is the answer.
Yeah, it is the answer.
Right. Yeah. Does your wife ever seek, like, home improvement advice from you? Say she's going to paint a room. Do you like this color or this color?
Well, so we're usually pretty together on stuff like that.
But in that case, that you don't care and she does?
I will go ahead and I will offer an opinion and I'll say, but yeah, I like this one. And she'll say, well, I was thinking of this one.
So why'd you ask?
Yeah, why'd you ask
Why'd you ask?
Oh, yeah, that happens all the time.
I'm fine with that one, too.
Going out to eat is the more crazy one, too, because, you know, this city has 1,000 restaurants. And you would just say, where you want to go? Okay. I was thinking this. I don't want to go there. And why'd you ask me? Why'd you ask me?
Well, you know, I think in that case, you're just kind of looking for suggestions and hoping, hoping that something might hit.
I'm actually the same way.
That's
back.
Right.
Let's go there. Nah.
Yeah.
That's what it turns into.
All it has booze.
You'll offer a suggestion.
Sure, I don't go to any restaurant.
I'm
really
not in the mood for Mexican. Yeah. Well, how about that? We ate there last week. Yeah, how about that? Yeah. It's back and forth.
In some cases like that, though, you're actually looking for something that you can't think of.
Yeah. So you're hoping they think of it.
Right.
But in plenty of other situations, she asks you, knowing full well what she wants to do,
right,
and not giving a damn what you want to do. You know?
Yeah.
Like, here's your two options, but you better pick this one.
Right.
But this one doesn't matter because we're doing this one.
Right, right. Well, then why'd you ask me?
Make you feel better. I'm fine, really. Apparently one of the lies that women will tell men.
Shut up.
Exactly. It is completely obvious that that is a lie. Why even insult me like that?
Yeah, women, come on. Women.
Don't insult me.
Yeah, but if they say they're not fine, then you're supposed to ask why.
You're asking why
you
either way.
You gotta ask anyway.
You're asking either way because they're not fine. Saying they're fine means you're not
because
fine.
Because if they say, I'm fine,
they're
and
not.
And you say, all right, I'm going golfing.
Then they're not fine. Oh, yeah, you're going to be
even.
Yeah,
you're
going to
mess there.
Oh, that figures you.
Sure.
They're not fine.
You take advantage of that.
They're not fine either way.
They're not.
They say they're not fine, they're not fine. They say they're fine, they're not fine. Because they're just not fine.
So, yeah, you just assume they're not fine.
If you're bitching, you're not fine.
And if you trust her, if you believe her,
yeah.
Well, then you're wrong, too.
You're insensitive.
Bastard.
You should know.
And then when she tells you that she's slept with however many guys, assume it's more.
And assume guys is less. I've heard that.
That's what
guys
I've heard.
Will brag too much, and women won't say enough.
Women tend to underestimate. Guys tend to overestimate.
I think that women, some of the things I've read say that women will tend to underestimate sometimes because they feel like some of them don't count.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if they can't remember their name, they think they don't count.
Or if it wasn't particularly that special for one reason or another.
Yeah, but it still counts.
They also say, Emma says that they will also eliminate a few escapades, because they're fearful of being seen as easy.
A whore.
See?
You know,
and
they hate being
should.
Called
sex
a whore.
Enthusiast.
I know, but they hate being called a whore.
They do.
Right.
That's why
I think if you call a woman a sex enthusiast, she might not like that either in that situation. Oh, so you're a sex enthusiast. You slept with 60 guys.
I think they would prefer sex enthusiast to whore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially when you say it, whore.
How was she supposed
to
say it?
There's an implication with that tone.
Right.
Guys are whore, too.
A survey.
You're both whores.
Women who have slept with 50 guys or more, what would you rather be called?
A whore.
No.
No.
They're not
No. That's what they're going to be called, but it's not fair. You're
Why do they have to be called anything? Why can't they just be called people going through life, just like dudes?
Well, they like sex,
well, yeah,
so
that's
obviously that's a big part of their lives, so they're sex enthusiasts.
Well, no more than a guy is.
No.
Guy's a whore.
Even then, that's not true.
I know, we're sex enthusiasts, I get it.
But did you notice? Guy's a whore.
Sometimes
she's
I've been
a whore.
But sometimes I've been a whore.
That's on you.
And you, because I know you
It has
know.
Been. Emma also says one of the lies that women will commonly tell men is I love sports. Yeah. She says what they really mean is that she loves putting on a cute jersey and tossing back a drink called a redheaded slut while the hometown team is winning.
Yeah, there's a lot of those.
Yeah.
There's a ton of those.
Apparently another
You'll
lie.
You'll see it every Saturday in every parking lot.
Apparently another lie that they will tell is, sure, go out and have a guy's night.
Yeah.
A lot of them are red sweatshirt sluts.
Yeah. What is a redheaded slut? What is that drink,
Peter? But that has to be a drink.
I've never heard of that one.
Jaeger.
Oh, yeah, that's a slut.
Peach schnapps and cranberry juice,
oh,
I think.
Jesus.
It's like a shot.
Yeah.
Usually.
Wow. That's
that
a
sounds
slut.
Right. I think that's what it is.
Oh, in shot form.
Yeah, typically that would be a shot. Yeah.
Just a little bit of each.
Yeah,
thing.
You don't. Yeah. Probably more Jaeger.
Yeah, but you probably want more than one shot.
50-50 and then splash.
Yeah.
That's called a
give me another one of that.
And apparently another lie that women will tell is that they have never cheated on anyone. And she says what they really mean is they may have cheated on someone,
but it didn't matter.
If I tell you, you won't think of her as sweet and relationship worthy anymore. Or in some cases, yes, it just didn't matter.
Well, can a guy say the same thing?
No.
Exactly. If a guy cheated on a bunch of women and then, not necessarily, I'm not talking about wives, just relationships, can he say it just didn't matter?
She can't say it didn't matter either.
Why don't you cheat her? Always a cheater.
That's just insider.
Which is
that,
crap.
That's just it's inside, not that it's whole not mattering thing.
All right. Stand by. We got Mandy here in Wichita.
Hi, Mandy.
Hey.
Morning.
Hey, guys. I love the show. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Mandy.
Thank you.
Okay, so I want to go back a little bit to the friends with benefits thing.
Yes,
go ahead.
I've been in a friends with benefits relationship for like 10 months.
How often did you get together?
Like a couple times a week.
Okay.
I mean, he's my best friend. Like, he hasn't, like, we met on the internet, hung out for a little while, and then we both needed to get laid.
So you basically just, you're having sex to take care of needs, but you're not technically dating.
Not really. I mean, we spend a lot of time together when we're not getting laid. The thing is,
we're not getting laid. I like she's always said that.
Yeah. So are you having sex with other people?
Is one of you guys like each other more than the other one when it comes to who wants a relationship? Either one of you?
I don't know. Neither one of us want a relationship. We're both still married to our exes.
Oh, like, but you're not with your exes. You're just still married.
Right. Okay. I haven't lived with my husband in over 2 years.
Okay. So you're both separated, but not officially divorced?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's
perfect friends with benefits situation.
But the thing is, like, as a woman, in case there are women listening, the thing is when you give somebody the freedom to do whatever they want and they come back to you repeatedly, it's at first, like, it freaks me out. Okay, because I'm a woman and I think that I'm so important and, like, if a guy wants to bang another chick, it's the end of the world, right?
Yeah.
Because we're all like that.
Yeah.
To a certain degree, but then once he explained to me, look, I was married for 15 years, I missed so many opportunities, I'm not gonna commit to anybody ever again because I was treated like crap and it didn't even matter because in the end, like, he and his wife split up because she wanted to be with somebody else.
Yeah, well, here's the deal with that, though. You might actually be good for each other, you know, because you...
Yeah, or do you not have the same attitude?
I have the same attitude, but just for me, I'm more into monogamy. I like one thing at a time, you know? But I know for a fact that if anything ever happened, he wouldn't ditch me.
Okay,
you know what I mean? Because I didn't ditch him.
So if you're together twice a week, you don't have time for other people. You're actually...
Well, that's the thing, too. It's like, it doesn't mean... Once I realize that it doesn't mean he's, like, out at the bar chasing tail all the time.
Yeah, I like the way she talks.
Like,
She talks
once
like
I realize that he's just a dude and he just wants the freedom to take advantage of opportunities, like...
Don't swear. All right, don't swear. Maybe he doesn't want to be a stepdad. Is that a baby in the background? I hear a kid in the background.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm driving my kids. Cool,
okay,
but
I thought I heard that. I hope they don't know what laid means or chase and tail, but go ahead.
Oh, they will. They will soon enough.
Oh, the S-bomb, I have no problem with swearing in front of your kids. I do that all the time. All right, so, yeah, well, you got to stay in touch. Let us know what happens, your relationship, all right, man?
Wait, now, is he having sex with other women?
Is he? Yeah. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
But not,
I don't know anything unless he wants to tell me. Told him, you know, you don't have to tell me, but if you do, it's not going to freak me out.
Got it. And because you're busy and he's there twice a week, whatever, you guys are satisfying each other's needs while he's out chasing tail on the weekends. All right.
Right.
Well, good luck, Maddie. Thanks for listening. Let us know what's going on, okay? All right.
Thanks.
All right. Mommy, what's laid?
I want a friend with benefits, Mommy.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I like her. She don't give her too much crap.
She's all right.
What's chasing tail? Like the dog does? Even when the dog chases tail?
Yeah, kind of.
That's kind of what it means.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Except he's not chasing his own tail.
That's exactly what that's
about
like.
As productive.
Yeah, I love the S out of that. She said, love the S?
Yeah.
Okay, good for her. Yeah. That was fun.
Well, I think her situation is probably very typical. Friends with benefits situation.
The guy's still running around, and she is just content because she doesn't need to be having sex continuously.
Right.
He's the typical dude. He's the dog, and she's fine with him showing up a couple times a week.
She might be a teeny bit jealous.
A little bit, I can tell.
Right, nothing she can't get over.
Yeah.
Tune to the greatest tool show on earth.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh.
It's the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I'll clean it up, Johnny.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.